Okay, rundown, November 9th, post-election. My dad, for obvious reasons, will join us for the duration since it's an all-politics rundown. It's brought to you by the Normal brand. If you... Are you wearing Normal brand? Good job. Perfect. And it looks very comfortable.
Thanks.
Good.
Thank you.
Slimming. And if you, it's clothes...
You didn't mean that.
No, I did.
Okay.
If you go from the bar to the office to class, it can look good everywhere. So the Normal brand... you get 15% off, and it fits for you. It's just three, as they call themselves, Midwest Bros started the Normal brand. So again, 15% off, code rundown, Normal brand. Thank you for sponsoring what will be an interesting rundown. We'll start, obviously, Trump won. Dad, I got a lot of requests. I'm still getting emails today asking if you woke up, if you died, what happened, because you disappeared at the end of the election. Everybody kind of saw you have the hat. I don't know. I guess you think that's your trademark now. The hat is in the front. And I think you started off thinking last night was going to be a joke and you'd have a funny night and crack jokes. And then as the night progressed, you seemed to be kind of going into a funk and a little bit of shock, depression. How are you feeling?
I'm having a hard time accepting this. It's just every time that I hear him say President-elect Trump, I think I'm dreaming. More likely a nightmare.
Did you watch his speeches?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Well, he didn't go crazy. I mean, you would expect that he would be somewhat conciliatory. I mean, I wasn't surprised at that. Are you talking about her speech today, too?
Yeah, I guess. Well, his more than hers, but both.
Yeah, no, that didn't surprise me. I mean... My big problem here is if you give me a minute to say it, a lot of things that he said, I don't necessarily disagree with, but things about like fixing the infrastructure of this country, which is, you know, the bridges and the tunnels and all that stuff. But even if I agreed 100% with the text, the content of what he was saying, I've been following him forever.
Yeah, you hate him.
Unstable, narcissistic jerk.
Okay, can I interject for a second? Because I have a theory and I want to throw it out there. A little spin zone for you. When Joe Pa was no longer allowed to coach Penn State, he just died, right? Now, I don't want to be morbid here, but if Trump loses, he's kind of out of the public eye for a minute. You don't get to wake up every morning and have someone you hate and loathe. I think we just saved your life for another 4 years.
Well, possibly. I'll tell you one thing. My two big interests in life, I guess, other than my family, are sports and politics. Sports is not what it used to be. The NFL stinks. For instance, I only watch the Patriots now. And the politics, I before Dave says this, I'll say it. I sit in front and watch CNN and all these other channels, and now you're left with the impression they know what the hell they're talking about.
That, which, so by the way, it's for
BNN.
Those at home,
watch BNN.
That is crushing. And these guys don't know this. For me, I grew up, for somebody who watched those, like, what was the Crossfire with it's just a black room and, like, two people screaming at each other for half an hour. For somebody who has basically, like you said, based their entire lives and everything you know off every political show that you watch, and you watch them all, you, like you said, it's almost like you've wasted the last 20 years of your life.
Thanks.
What? Did you see Kevin, by the way, make the... Do you know what the crying Jordan face is?
No.
So anytime something bad happens to an athlete or a celebrity, they lose a game or something bad happens, there's a picture of Michael Jordan when he was crying that gets, like, photoshopped onto your face. So we made it your funeral hat on. It was a funny moment. We laughed at your expense for sure. What do you think
Most of the laughs here are at my expense.
When people compare your son to Trump and he's, like, happy about it, and
boy,
now, you know, what do you think of that?
You know something? I was going to mention that in a different vein. I think one of Trump's big faults is he doesn't listen to anybody about anything. And now he's had this tremendous success. Who is he going to listen to? Every time somebody tries to tell him something, he'll say, what do you know? You said I wouldn't get elected. I got elected. I'll make an analogy to someone else on the panel who, the more successful he became and has become, I get the feeling the less he listens to anybody else. about anything because his answer always is, you're poor people, shit, and I got a lot of money, so what do you know?
That was astute. That was astute analysis right there.
That was very on point, sir.
I think I know my son fairly well.
Let me ask you this.
There is a real comparison there.
Let me ask you this.
I don't want him to be president either.
Let me ask you this. You've said this 1,000 times about Trump. Like, he was just given a ton of money. Anybody could have done what he'd done. He has no talent. The fact that he basically won this election by doing it his way, and I mean, to a degree, don't you have to say he's brilliant? Like, not anyone can just be like, hey, I want to become president and then become president.
I saw something back a few months ago, again on CNN or one of those programs, where they said that if he would have taken that, it's disputed how much money his daddy gave him, but he gave him a lot of money.
This is not the question that I'm asking.
No, let me finish. That if he had put that money and invested into CDs, certificates of deposit, he would be in the same position financially that he is today. So his business acumen is not really that great. The only thing he's good at is promoting himself.
But you didn't answer that question at all. I said he won the presidency of the United States, which a lot of people ascend to. He did it really with no support from the political system. You don't think there's any talent involved in doing that?
He'd be the only person that he could have beaten.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
fact. I don't think you can minimize what he did, because I do think it's impressive. It's like he ran a brilliant campaign.
It's like Kim Kardashian.
Totally Democrats agree. Fucked
but,
this up.
But it was the perfect time.
Yeah, Bernie
it was the
Sanders
perfect
would
storm.
Have beaten.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders would have beaten Trump.
I agree with that.
I agree with that.
But that's for all these Hillary people. That's the whole thing. Everyone who loved Hillary.
No, they fucked up.
Hillary sabotaged Bernie.
Every time we brought up politics on this rundown, I say I hate Trump, right? Have I ever said I endorse Hillary Clinton? No, that tells you everything that's wrong with what the Democrats did. They put out a candidate that no one
was the two worst candidates of all time.
Possibly go that way, couldn't get invigorated by, and couldn't get behind.
You know something? Uh-oh. The Democrats, and shame on them, she had this nomination wrapped up so long. I mean, there was a bump in the road with
it was her turn, right.
Yeah, but
right.
She sabotaged Sanders. They didn't they do shady shit against him? Like, yeah. The convention
it was
like...
It was her turn. The Democratic Party, they thought that they would never lose this election.
Anyway, they didn't take him serious.
Their pants were taken down.
She's been getting ready for this for years. So the thing was, it was a done deal that she was going to get the nomination. It really was. And nobody would challenge her. That's on them.
All right, let's read some of these celebrity tweets, which I love, by the way. And by the way, I am Trump. I've said all along, and I think will be proven what I said outside not like him. I don't think anything's going to change. We're not going to feel any change. Except,
I disagree with that.
Well, we'll see.
Well, you got a Republican Congress.
Yeah, and also the president, the office of the president has more power than they've ever had historically. So.
We'll see. Can I say
one other thing? One other thing. I think if you look at Trump's history, I think there's a real possibility once he gets in there, and people start sniping at him from the left, from the right. And he's going to finally throw up his hands. He says, I don't need this. Yeah. He'll turn everything over to somebody else. And he'll basically say, I'm going to go out and just promote my name some more. And he won't have the motivation to do what it takes to be president of the United States.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's ever said that. Just like he doesn't do everything his day-to-day business. He's going to hire a bunch of people and he's going to be a figurehead. I don't think anyone. That's obvious. Is that breaking news, what you just said?
Well, I think more so than most presidents.
Well, yeah, he's not most presidents. He's totally different. Let's go into... Now, I love this. I love everyone crying. I love it. I love all these celebrities. I love Dad watching you in agony. I love the whole thing. Here's just reading some
Thanks,
of
Dave.
Them. You're welcome. Here are some of the tweets from celebrities. Kevin blogged this across the country. I don't know why celebrities think people give a fuck about what they think for the most part, but the anticipation of, well, Christy Teigen. I cannot believe this is real. I can't believe Donald Trump has the honor of winning any state at all. Christy Teigen, still I'm trembling. Every time the results music comes on, there's another projected winner. I think of Black Mirror, Hunger Games. Katie Olsen, America, are you fucking kidding me? Perez Hilton, I feel so alone right
that
now.
That one, I was like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Totally. Ariana Grande, well, this is utterly terrifying. Rose McGowan, this is the most bizarre one. Rose McGowan, and fuck you, CNN, for your relentless pro-Trump coverage, you cunts. I like how she threw the C word in there. Let me tell you something. The media was so pro-Hillary during the entire thing. How you could ever say anybody?
I don't know.
The only spin is that they just gave Trump an incredible amount of coverage.
Did she just say the pro-Trump coverage?
Yes.
She's out of her mind?
That's right. What I'm saying.
Right.
Yes. Out of her mind. Yes.
That was one-sided.
I think her point, though.
He was being killed on CNN.
Killed. Yeah. On everything.
Killed.
I mean, Twitter was basically like founded.
Twitter's
to try
the
to
dumbest
beat,
thing ever.
To beat Trump.
Twitter's the best,
I wrote
bro.
That whole blog. Twitter is just an echo chamber of the same people being like, how could this happen? Retweet if this affects your life. And they get 300 retweets. They're like, look at all these people affected. It's like, you know how many fucking people live in this country?
But that is the share one, by the way. I didn't really even totally understand. Share. World will never be same. I feel sad for the young. Will never be more than the toilet I've used as a symbol for him. You can't polish shit. I will say this. These people who are all ranting and raving and moaning are acting like it wasn't a vote.
Well, no. The problem is all these people who are ranting and raving and moaning are rich celebrities. And the reason why this election went the way it is because a bunch of people in the Midwest and the Rust Belts are still in a recession. And their minimum wage hasn't been raised. And they say, we don't want an insider and a fucking career politician. We want someone who's going to disrupt the system. And Donald Trump, he probably won't, but he said he's going to. And that's why they're voting that
Hollywood
way.
Doesn't think that anything...
Don't you think a lot of people are, for one reason or another, unhappy with their life?
Right.
And somebody comes along and says, look, I'm going to change things. What do they got to lose?
The one thing that Donald Trump needs a lot of credit for is that the way he talks about being an elite, Hillary Clinton is as rich, if not richer, than Donald Trump. But she wants to pretend that she's, you know, for the common man. Donald Trump got up in front of everyone and said, I'm smarter than everyone, and that's why I win. He was braggadocious about it, and people like that. They don't like when you say, like, oh, I have money, but I'm just like a common person like you guys.
It's what you said, Dave. You can't be unlikable. Donald Trump was, he's like, if you don't like these things about me, fine. Whereas Hillary wants to be liked, but she's unlikable.
And
that's
Hillary,
the problem.
Hillary has this illusion like she's tricking people. Like she's putting this image. Whereas Trump's just like, you love me,
I am what I am.
Yeah, I am what I am.
You know something? I have always had a theory, which, again, I've been proved wrong in my own mind. I'm talking about any kind of a public person. I'll give Barry Bonds as an example. He comes across as being an idiot. He can't hide it on TV. He can't hide it in any kind of a public appearance. That's what he is. Some people, you know, politicians, most of them can hide it very well. I thought Trump came across as a jerk, and that's why I assume nobody's going to vote for this guy. Because he obviously is an idiot.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. He didn't try to hide it.
Right, that's my point.
He didn't try to hide who he was.
He didn't try to patronize
people. Just like Barry Bonds never tries to hide it.
Right, and Barry Bonds was, you know, very, very... It's the opposite of A-Rod. A-Rod could never embrace it.
Right.
He was the Hillary vibe.
Yeah, and...
The Barry Bonds reference, by the way, is wild.
I was hoping we were going to go down the Bobby
It was basically he does hate Bonds, but that was just a pot.
We can tell.
That was just a pot shot at Bonds that really had nothing to do with it. It was
just because he comes across.
He's an idiot.
But Barry Bonds comes across as asshole, but he's also been retired for like a decade.
I thought it was a great reference, Mike. I'm with you, man.
That was just a shot at Barry Bonds. It has nothing to do with this particular presidential race. You just
I wanted to say that.
And one more thing, that fucking Barry Bonds.
Made perfect sense, Mike.
I just think they both come across in their public persona as idiots. And I always thought that if you came across publicly, maybe somebody on the pale comes away across that way sometimes too, that you're unlikable.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. Hillary,
you gotta be able to hide Hillary, your unlikability.
Hillary comes across as a scumbag as well, except she acts like she's pulling one over on you, but everyone sees through it instantly. She's so unlikable. That's the problem. Give me the unlikable guy who knows he's unlikable and doesn't try to hide being unlikable versus the unlikable person who thinks they're being slick.
Again, I'm not a big, I don't support her at all. My visceral reaction to her when I saw her was not that she was unlikable. The thing that turned me off about her was, as many politicians, she and her husband went in poor and came out unbelievably wealthy.
Right.
That to me is a disqualifier right off the bat.
Right, right. You're supposed to be, you know, helping the country and being a civic leader. Right. And they're richer than Trump.
Right. You're not supposed to. That shouldn't be the goal of that being a politician, is to become incredibly wealthy. They did it.
The college protests, we kind of touched on this. Well, Mexico.
Mexico.
I'm actually very curious now to see. There's no way he's going to get them
there's
to build
no
the
way
wall
he's building
Facebook.
That wall.
I'm very curious.
That's actually the, one of the best fallouts, though, is like
now
all happens. The people that think
there's
Trump
physically going to be this wall
things,
that's built.
Like, he's not going to be able to do any of these things.
I'm
you know,
curious to see whether
I'm
he even addresses
to you
it.
How he's going to do that.
You are?
Yeah, how he's going to do that.
And by the way, okay. You got to love the front page of the Mexico newspaper. But that I vote for the Mexico guy who wrote
you know
that headline that just said,
to
fuck.
Pay for the wall. I'll tell
what?
You how.
All right, tell
I'm
us
that. I'm going to give you a simple example of how he's going to get them to pay for the wall. I'm going to use your mother as an example.
Okay. Oh, boy.
He goes to a store, she buys something, and then she returns a lot of stuff. And when she returns the stuff, they owe her money. Okay. And she gets credits. So what Trump is going to do, he's going to say to Mexico, you guys owe me a lot of money, and I'm not going to collect that. But in return for that, I'm going to wipe out, you know, the debt, and that's how I'm going to build the wall, by just using credits that the Mexican government
owes me.
So
you think that he's going to get the wall built?
He's going to get the wall built, but they ain't going to write a check to him.
I don't think they're building a wall.
I mean, that's more than I thought. Now, I don't know. I don't know what to think. Maybe they are building a wall. You seem to think they are.
The groceries thing really swayed me.
Yeah, the groceries example, and my mom does like to return stuff. She's a big, big returner. The last one, quick shout out, sneaky kind of won the evil side of the election by our boy Martin Shirelli. So he tweeted out, he has, I guess, a Wu-Tang album that's never been played.
Yeah, he's got one of one.
$2 million he paid for.
$2 million, Wu-Tang, one album of one. He tweeted out well before, if Trump wins the election, he will stream and start playing this one out of one $2 million album that he's got from Wu-Tang. So he put himself on the internet. It's one of the all-time
so good.
Villainous
it's
moves.
So
is
sick.
It good? Was the song good?
Welcome. Time to shoot back down to the 36 chambers. The 36 chambers of death.
You really can't hear it, and it's like an intro, but he's like, yeah. Like, you think he thinks he's so cool.
You have you have college students and celebrities weeping in the streets, my dad as well, and you are playing Wu-Tang's $2 million song. Dance, that is the definition of dancing on people's graves. Martin Shkreli, Dad, he danced on your grave.
What did he say?
he bought, do you know who?
He also has unreleased Beatles, so go
do you
with
know
that.
Who the Wu-Tang,
I know who he is.
Do you know who the Wu-Tang Clan is?
Go on.
He bought a one-of-a-kind album from this group for $2 million, and he tweeted out months ago, if Trump wins the election, he'll play the music that only he owns and nobody's ever heard online. So he did that while you were crying. He was playing music, making fun of people like yourself.
Thoughts.
Martin Shkreli did.
Yeah,
Martin Shkreli did.
Well, I'm very happy to be on the opposite side of anything Martin Shkreli is on.
You seem like you'd be good friends with Bernie.
We're about the same age.
Yeah, both kind of curmudgeon-y.
I think this is a good thing, though. You're going to wake up every morning, you'll be able to watch all the news and get the hate going. This is a good thing.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm not. Why would I want to watch when I know that what I'm
because you're obsessed with Trump.
The same is wrong.
You're obsessed with Trump, and I think this is going to fuel your fire a little more. You can't live in a world where Barry Bonds is retired and Trump isn't you know, in the public eye.
Wait, are you saying you're going to quit politics?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No.
Take it from a guy. Listen, I wake up every day and I hate almost everything. And it's when you embrace that life, Mike, you're going to love it. I'll show you how to do it. It's going to be great.
It's Mr. Portnoy, by the way. Show
what I'm trying to say is it bothers me that again, it's been shown that what these supposed quote-unquote experts say, they don't know any more than I do.
I've been telling you that for how long?
I know. I know.
Forever.
But you said it. When you said it, you had no basis for saying it.
You believe everything. You were like, you believe everything somebody tells you.
So basically, what we get down to is not only did Trump win the presidency, but you woke up today and found out Santa Claus wasn't real.
Yeah, your entire foundation of what you've built the last 30 years on was fake.
Crumbled.
Yeah.
You lived out
soft soil.
You were a BNN anchor last night, basically. You got to be a part of it for once. That's something.
That was very exciting.
Yeah. So
I'm going to ask you a question. I didn't hear the first part of when you declared Trump the winner before everybody else. How did that happen?
Because we had the results. We're not actually, just for the record, we're not CNN or NBC.
If we make a mistake, we don't get in trouble.
So, yeah, we were taking liberties with the information.
You almost got it perfect.
I know.
We were Pennsylvania wrong.
You know
that's
something?
Just, we want to go to bed.
I know.
There is a similarity between what you're doing and what Trump does.
Yeah.
You just say it, put it out there. Yeah. Don't worry about whether it's right or not. And just
well, no, it's pretty it much right. We reserve the right to change our mind. Listen, I told you last night that Florida was Trump. You're like, no, it's not. Where are you getting that information? I told you we had the information. I told you Ohio was going Trump. You're like, no, you're not. Your camera's going up and down on your chin. You were looking at it. At any point during the night, were you starting to realize everything we were telling you was correct?
When I took the hat off.
Didn't you say, though, that Trump wanted just a news network? That's what he wanted out of this, right?
I really thought that that's right. What he was aiming for.
Right, so he kind of almost asked
this. You know something? Dan, this might have floored him just as much as anybody else.
I kind of agree with that, but he gets the presidency, and then Trump Jr. gets the news network now.
Yeah.
So
I also
want
to say, I don't wish any hard things on Barron, but I hope he doesn't have a real good life.
You know what? Unfortunately,
let it flow.
The moral of the story here, the haves and have-nots election, I think Barron's going to have a pretty good life.
Well, sometimes things go wrong even if the parents are wealthy.
It's true.
This is amazing. You're gonna just fit in fine in the hate life.
How old is that kid Barron?
He's like 12.
So he's like a fucking supervillain already.
We're now wishing ill will on 12-year-olds.
That's okay. That's the hate. The hate's coming back.
Let it flow.
He's back.
You got hate in your heart. Let it out.
Listen,
I'd like to have Trump have a little bit of. There's a Jewish word, Soros.
Yeah. I hope Barron gets into politics at a young age so you can live to like 200.
Would you care if he was assassinated? Trump?
Oh, whoa. Hey, respect the office. Come on, man.
I didn't
man.
Say that.
I asked you.
That's
fucked I asked
up.
You. He's of wishing
it. No, you're thinking that now. Come on now.
I'm a Trump guy. I don't want him assassinated.
Come on.
I'm a Trump guy.
You don't go there.
Respect the office.
Don't go there.
Yeah, see, that's respect the office.
Hey, we're all American, all right, man?
You wish ill will on a 12-year-old.
He's not the president.
That's fine. That kid's a prick.
Maybe he gets a cold.
By the way,
maybe he gets a cold and doesn't wake up.
There will be multiple assassination attempts. There's already been two, right?
What?
For Trump.
You know, Mike Pence is not, like, you know, Mike Pence is going to put all the gays into, like,
There'll be assassination attempts, without a doubt. People are so crazy nowadays. I mean, weren't there already two, or were those fake?
Those are kind of like...
I think they're fake.
Yeah. False alarms.
Any last words?
That's really what I'm nervous about. I'm not nervous about... I guess he could do some things, because the Supreme Court...
You know what I got really...
But it's the chaos factor, right? Like the assassination or something like that. The chaos factor, the markets and all that shit, that's what scares me.
I got really, I got to tell you, this happened a couple of days ago when they had that, when Trump was speaking and they thought there was a guy in the audience with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they rushed him off. A guy came, one of Trump's men came on immediately after they had rushed him off. He started yelling and screaming, they can't stop us in this movement. He was so out of control. And that's when it hit me that even if Trump had lost, he wasn't going away. These people that were supporting him.
Who's these people? It's the majority of America.
Well, not by numbers, but yeah.
What?
By electoral college, yeah.
It's not the majority of America.
It's not the majority of America.
I believe at this point, as we're speaking, she has more popular vote.
Correct.
A little bit.
Correct.
All right, close enough. Half is gonna be pretty close, right?
Yeah, I mean,
half. Like 100,000 people.
I don't even know how many people ended up voting. Was it 25% of America? It's really...
It was like 49 million.
Hispanic All right,
let's
vote.
Wrap this up. Do you have any last thoughts, Dad?
I'm not happy.
Okay.
But in a deep, deep, dark place, you are a little happy.
I don't think so.
I think so.
There's you. This is like your third act where you're just going to have so much hate. It's
going
to be great.
You're
going to love this. Trust me.
You're going to become like I could see you spiraling to a point where you're starting to wear tinfoil hats and shit, and we get to have a lot of fun.
It could get really fun.
Yeah, we could have you on once a week.
Thanks.
You're talking about all
you
kinds
might just,
of conspiracy.
You might get your own show.
You might become a big WikiLeaks guy. I could see that.
A big what?
WikiLeaks.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm right. trying to if cheer you,
if,
you up.
If
and
you're
it's
still
not,
around, can, if can you guys are still around doing this in 4 years, can I, hopefully I'll come back and I'll have a much more positive message.
Can I ask one final question?
Yes.
How are you going to break the news to Max B?
He told me he hated, believe it or not. He told me the other day he hated Trump.
There you go. Like father, like grandfather.
I
like
wonder
grandson.
Why. Maybe because you just walk around in circles in the house with your tinfoil hat on, with being like, "I hate Trump.
You know
I hate
what?
Trump." He like parroted it back to you, like, "I hate Trump." You're like, "Oh, that's good. Where'd you come up with that?"
All right, so now I got it. This is like Bane. Remember they build Bane to like take down Gotham City. You need to build Max B
to take down
to
Baron.
Take down Baron in the Trump, you know, conglomerate or whatever.
I'm gonna watch Barron's progress very closely.
I'm telling you, you're gonna live forever just on Trump hate. I love it.
Maybe a drug rehab would be nice.
12.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Mr. Portnoy. I appreciate it.
See you, man.
Politics. Interesting rundown for.
That was a great rundown. I will say
if we have anything for the after
him
show.
Saying I really hope Baron has not a great life is one it's of my fantastic. That is one what of my favorite back. Moments
he just
ever.
Said he hopes he get develops a drug problem.
Yeah, the hate is back. It's great.
I mean, that is unbelievable.
I actually have one question. Do you think there's any element of Trump who when he woke up, I saw you tweet this, Kevin, when he woke up this morning was like, fuck.
No, I think he went so 1,000%. Far into it that his ego. That
maybe
he
today he's
to
gloating.
Okay,
tomorrow.
What about the fact that he has to move into the White House, which is like a step down for him?
Yeah.
He wants no part of actually doing this job.
But he's gotta wake up and do shit. He's gotta like fly places.
He's not. No, he's not. He's gonna do very little of the job. I think he's gonna just.
He's just gonna make himself richer.
Which is also why I think people that are freaking out. It's like this dude's not even gonna do anything.
No, he's not.
He's gonna. He's like Pablo Sandoval. He got his big fat contract. He's gonna sit around.
I'm guessing he's gonna run it very similar to how he runs like his companies now.
Yeah, figurehead.
Bunch of them went bankrupt.
The problem is that the people behind him are fucking crazy too.
Yeah. But so, I mean, it's
well,
no
all,
worse.
All the lap listen. Dogs are getting in line now. Chris right. Christie's going to be like,
it's no
Rudy and Chris Christie are throwing
the
parties today.
I don't hate Chris Christie. It's no worse than the other stuff. That's what I've said for me. I really don't think it's that.
No, I summed it up. I mean, I think Trump's a bad person, but I never once endorsed Hillary Clinton. That tells you everything about the Democrats, how much they fucked this up.
Hillary Clinton has to like kill herself now.
That's how they
that's
fucked it up.
Her.
Bernie Sanders wins this election, I'm convinced of it.
Imagine, I mean, you talk about Mike Portnoy Esquire's life like meaning nothing. Her life means nothing.
She's, I mean, she's also very rich, though.
It's just so much how people fucking
hate her. It's like, well, we'd rather vote for this dude who absolutely sucks.
I mean, that's almost what
because
everybody
we hate.
Well,
her.
No,
like,
and
we
it's also
like
the
Trump,
insider
Trump,
outsider thing
totally.
Too. Yeah, they don't trust the insider.
And, but
the
and he's been the first. Well, Bernie was too.
No,
first,
Bernie's not an insider.
No, the first true outsider.
Yeah, yeah that's Trump. Why Bernie, I think, yeah, wins yeah, because totally. It's outsider versus totally. Outsider, and Bernie's, totally. You know.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, it's the rundown.